בעזרת השם, תורה למד זין, ליקוטי מוהר"ן, פרט וו. And we said that the bounty calls in the name Omer, saying, כי מתחילה היא אור, because in the beginning we have the letter Aleph of the word Omer, it's אור, it's light. In the beginning you just can see a light. You cannot understand what you see, you just feel a certain illumination. ואחר כך נעשה מים, and after it, it's water. With water you can use already, you can enjoy the water. It becomes to be water. ואחר כך רקיה, and after it, it's heaven. What it means heaven? That heaven is the border. You cannot understand how much you can achieve. וכשממתיקים את המנצפח, and when we're canceling all judgments from those final letters, ועושים ממנצפח עדני, and we're making from those last letters עדני, the name of Hashem יתברך, because from those letters resh yud vav naset surat aleph becomes to be the letter aleph like we learned, and becomes the word adni nasa adni ve'adni, and the name of Hashem itbarach hu dibur, it's the power of speech. Like we said that when the person is doing it bodedu, talking to Hashem itbarach, it's actually like we're saying in the beginning of Shmona Esre, Hashem sfatai tiftach, and it's written adni aleph dalet nun yud sfatai tiftach, means I know that I cannot talk without you. You give me the power of speech, means that the prayers that comes out from my mouth are your prayers. It means that if you find yourself that you pray on something, it means this is the biggest sign of them all, that you're going to achieve it, that Hashem wants to give it to you, because if not, He wouldn't let you pray on it. The fact that you stand and pray and ask and ask, and because they want to give it to you. I heard from a certain rabbi, I don't remember his name, someone asked him, how can it be that there are so many churches in Jerusalem? You have giant castles, giant churches, what?
Monasteries,
and they're locked. There are no people over there. It's just, we cannot go in. This is what that goes on. Why? He asked him, why is it going on like that? That have so many places like those closed. So he said, you're going to think to yourself that those places, they're contaminating the holy land with their foreign thoughts, with their worshipping idols. No, no, no. He said, Hashem Yitbarach made it like that, that there are, it's a Rabbi Mikubal that said that, that there are in those places, before those churches came to those places are very contaminated. And if people would walk in those places, they would immediately become to be kofrim. They would leave the faith totally, on the spot. And because that Hashem didn't want people to walk in those places, so He put churches over there in those places. And now we're safe. Wow. And now we're safe. So you go and you see that place and say, oh, until when? What's going to be? We're in the exile. Hashem is helping you. You're looking on the things from the wrong angle. You don't see it from the eyes of Hashem. From the eyes of your eyes, you're looking, you say, hey, I'm praying on that subject for years, for months, every day, 3 hours, 2 hours, half an hour, every day, whatever. And what's going on with all of my prayers? It's not the truth. You don't know. Hashem wants to give it to you. This is why you pray on it. Hashem gives you so many prayers. You're building such amazing vessels that really you're going to achieve it. And not only for yourself. Meanwhile, that you pray on yourself, you help so many other people to get married, to have their parnasah, that they're going to be able to come to make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. You don't need to know them. If you're going to know them, if you're going to see the miracles that you're making with your prayers, you're going to become arrogant. You're going to think you're a righteous man, you're a tzaddik, oh, making salvations. It's just going to push you down from keep on serving Hashem. Hashem wants you to succeed. Hashem wants you to grow. Hashem wants you to achieve more and more and more, and a lot more than you imagine. That exists at all, Hashem wants to give you. This is why He knows exactly how to lead you, in which path, in which way. with the same with your difficulties, and to go the same to the same places, even though that it's never the same, because Hashem never creates one thing twice. He cannot. It's not happening at all. Never. No drops of water have the same shape, the same amount of water inside them. Don't weigh the same. Everything in the creation is different, because Hashem is infinity. It's endless. So a person just needs to count on faith. Without faith, you cannot understand. If you try to cover the information with your logic, with your wisdom, you cannot. It's impossible. You're going to fail. In the end, you're going to say, I don't understand it. But when you throw your wisdom, when you count on Hashem, so then it becomes to be heaven, becomes to be Rakia. The sky is the limit. You can achieve everything you want, everything you want, everything you want. And Rabbeinu said that story. We're asking ourselves a lot of times, how can it be? We're talking so high on such amazing things to do, to achieve. And we know ourselves. We know that we're weak. We know that it's hard for us to wake up in the morning. You know that it's hard for us. Everything with Baal Teshuva. We're trying so hard and we're tired and we're confused. And we have our downs and sadnesses and yetzara in every term of Avodat Hashem. And lack of knowledge, of understanding in all of Avodat Hashem. So how can it be that we even allow to talk so high? That we even allow to aim our intentions to such high places, to talk about salvation of Am Israel, redeeming the world and healing everyone and bringing the light of Hashem and on and on. How? Where? Rabbeinu told this story. Rabbeinu said, there was a king that decided to conquer a certain city that had a very, very thick wall. And he brought all of his army, all of his soldiers, and one unit, how is it? Unit after the other died on that wall, in that fight, in that battle, another group and another group of soldiers, everyone, and the king is looking from behind, and mamash, the war is strong on to conquer that city. And he lost the last group of soldiers in the end. He was about to run, but then he looked and he saw that actually with all of those years of fighting against that wall, they cracked it. They damaged that wall in a very serious way. And he realized with his wisdom that now he can conquer that city, even with the women and children that waits for him in the city. And he went back and called the women and the children and all of the weak people that were not in the army, the civilians, and all of them came and they conquered the city. This is what it goes on now. We know that we cannot fight with Yetzer Hara. It's not a new thing. It's not news for us. I'm not able to fight. It's obvious. But by the merit of Abraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, that they were working hard, and all of Tanaim and Amoraim and all of the righteous people through all of the generations. This is Zochechas De'avot. Remember the kindness of our fathers, of our ancestors. Their merit, their tears, their effort is standing in heaven and shouting, and Hashem lives in an eternal world. So for him, every scream, every effort, every tear, every drop of blood, for him it's eternal. It's always exist. For us, it's 70 years ago, 80 years ago, 200 years ago, 5,000 years ago. But for Hashem Yitbarach, it's not like that at all. For Hashem Yitbarach, it's all life and exists now. Like the holidays. You think like Shabbos. You think, oh, now, after Hanukkah, finish Hanukkah, oh, what are we going to do until next year? It's wrong. Hanukkah haven't passed. We took Hanukkah with us. Hanukkah is with us. We took the holiness. Asher kiddeshanu b'mitzvotav. Hashem made us holier and holier in every mitzvah. So now that holiness adds to us. Now you have it in your backpack. It's with you. It's one of your mitzvot. All of that Hanukkah, the light of Hanukkah, is walking with you. The light of Shabbos is illuminating until Tuesday. And from Tuesday, the next light of next Shabbos is illuminating. And you take Shabbos with you. And every mitzvah, learning Torah. Now you learned. You can see it in nature even. You learn now. You have it. You go now home. Your wife asks you a question. You know how to answer because you learned that halakha. The limud is going with you. What? You know to answer only in the yeshiva? No. Also outside now, after you learned it, you can answer. The holiness, all kinds of holiness, it's like that. All of the prayers, all of the effort, all of the tears is all walking, supporting you, backing you up, supporting you, helping you. This is Siata Dishmaya, help from heaven. You have a lot of help from heaven. We need to believe in that. If you remember, we talked a little bit on Rabbi Chaim Vital. They rebuked him from heaven all of the time, and the Ari HaKadosh rebuked him, and they told him, you need to help people to do tshuva. That was the biggest rebuke. On all of what he asked, on Limud HaKabbalah, it was it was secondary. Even though that he, what did he opened in the world with his limud of Kabbalah, no one ever opened before of him. No doubt about it. We cannot stop praising what that he achieved in the Kabbalah, but it was secondary to the main thing. The main thing was that every night it's written on him in the praises of the of Rabbi Chaim Vital. Every night he was Doresh LaRabim Nachziram B'Tshuva, talking to the public to help them to do Tshuva. Every day, every night. Between Mincha to Ma'ariv, after Ma'ariv, they had a class. And in that class he was talking on Tshuva, Tshuva, because it's written. En Am Yisrael Nigalim Ela B'Tshuva, B'Tshuva. Am Yisrael cannot be redeemed with nothing else except of Tshuva. And when they're doing Tshuva, Miyadim Nigalim. And in the moment that they're doing Tshuva, immediately they're going to be redeemed. This is it. They're redeeming. This is it. They've been saved already. This is it. They've been saved. A person that is doing it, but they do it, he can see. When you talk to Hashem, you can see that Hashem Yitbarach is with you. You can feel it. You see miracles in your life. You see coincidence and you see private supervision that Hashem Yitbarach bringing people to you that are talking to you exactly on what that you... Why? Because when you do it, but they do it, like we told about the Maharosh, Rabbi Eliezer Shlomo Shik from Yavniel, that tzaddik said that when you do it, but they do it, you're not climbing to Hashem, you bring Hashem down to this world. Hashem Yitbarach is with you. You have Siyata Dishmaya. You become to be in a different place. You talk to Hashem. Hashem is coming. Karov Hashem lechol korav. Hashem is close to everyone that calls Him. You call Hashem. You say, Hashem, He's coming. Yes, my son. What do you need? Yes, my daughter. What do you need? He's coming immediately on the spot. He is with you. This is what it goes on in Shmona Esrei. You stand Shmona Esrei. You should think to yourself the truth, the reality. Hashem Yitbarach is standing on you, above you. Looking at you, listening to you, to every word, Hashem, presence, Shivit Hashem Negdi Tamid. This is why on the prayer, a lot of people put in their sidurim, this gula for the tefillah, intention to pray with that Shivit Hashem Negdi Tamid, to remember Hashem is with me, Hashem is now, Hashem is here, Hashem is in front of me, Hashem is everything, Hashem opened my lips, I cannot pray without you, Hashem, 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 all of the time. So when one person is doing it, but they do it like that, and he's praying to Hashem Yitbarach, and he brings down the light of Hashem Yitbarach into his life, like we explained once, or a few times already, that the light of your neshama, that it's a divine soul, that it's neshama elokit, it's part of God from heaven, when it grows, when it expands, so what is coming down to this world? Your neshama? No, your neshama is just leads to Hashem, it's a link to Hashem. Your neshama is just a pipe that brings down the light of Hashem. This is your neshama. It's one drop from the sea. So when that drop is growing, it becomes to be a cup. It becomes to be a barrel. Becomes to be a tank. So it's the light of Hashem Yitbarach that is expanding. So now you are doing tshuva and you're doing it bodedut. You bring down the light of Hashem Yitbarach into your dalet amot. And your friend is doing the same. And in another place, and this is how the Shekhinah is coming back to Tzion. This is how the light of Hashem Yitbarach is coming back. This is how. Simple. It's a natural thing. It's a natural process. It's not miracles at all. This is the nature. Hashem created that to be like that, that you have a soul. And when you put the powers on your neshama, and you let the neshama overpower the body, so the light of the neshama is expanding, and yours is expanding, and his is expanding, and your miracles that you see in life, you're telling, you say to your friend, hey, you don't know, I was in amazing class, I was doing amazing it with the dude. You know, when you talk to Hashem, you can see miracles. Have you thanked Hashem? Everything you say is illuminating in him the same spark, and it starts to expand also over there, and another one expand, and the Shekhinah is coming back to Tzion. This is it. It's simple. This is what that we're doing. This is exactly what that happens. It's happening with us. We're not doing nothing. Just this is what Hashem is doing, and we have the merit to observe, to look, to see. Look what Hashem is doing. How can it be that I'm doing tshuva? Think about yourself. Remember, who am I? Who am I to do tshuva? Who am I to sit in that place? Everyone in his place. What's my connection to that scene that I'm at now? It's a different movie. It's not the ticket that I bought. I bought a ticket to Amsterdam and I found myself in Jerusalem. How can it be? I went to the airport, I bought a ticket to Amsterdam, I had my plans, I found myself in yeshiva in Jerusalem. We have few guys in the yeshiva that have that story. It's not something far. One person had a dream, he's going to be the richest person in the world. One had a dream that he's going to marry the most beautiful model in the world. The other one, he wanted to I don't know what, to be the biggest murderer of them all. And it's written in the Zohar Kadosh that when Am Yisrael are falling, when they're falling to the depths. When they are falling, they know how to fall. Am Yisrael, they know how to fall. When we're going down, we know how to do it. No one knows how to do it like us. Really, because the heart, Rabbeinu is writing, the heart of the Israeli person is the flame of fire. So all that is flaming to Hashem Yitbarach or to the lust and desires. You see people outside, everything's okay with them, they're quiet. They can live quiet life. We're going to Uman, to Ukraine. You see people, they never heard of, you see people today, 2014, and almost 15, according to their, yes, calendar. And you see people that live like in the middle age, you say?
The middle ages.
The middle ages. You see people going to the well and taking water from the river, and they why? You have so much water over there, you cannot make a
faucet.
What's the problem? So much water they have over there in Uman, in Ukraine, and they don't have water in their faucets. They have faucets, they don't have water in them. What's going on? Toilets, no water. Sorry. What's going on? Why? You have rains here more than every place in the world. What's the problem? No, we're on a hill. They live on a hill. It's 2015, Rav Yisai. Wake up. People don't, they cannot develop. They don't have that potential of developing. They're not, it's simple. This is how they are, and this is how they're going to stay. They don't. Us, we cannot stop. We cannot. Immediately, you come to that place, every Baal Tshuva that comes to Uman, he sees everything. He knows exactly next year how many options he's got over there, what he can do, how many options, businesses, he's gonna sell, he's gonna open, he's gonna buy. Immediately on the spot. This is the criminal head of a Jewish poor guy. What can you do? When you're in Kedusha, you can achieve the same in Kedusha. Immediately you understand things that you learn Masechet Brachot and you find yourself in Shabbos and going to Ta'anit and from there you're going to Masechet Irubin and you're already running with the Gemara. This is how the Gemara built. The Gemara built in that way that you have the same sugiya in few Masechtot. Why? Because this is how your mind works. Because the Torah is like that. And our mind programmed by the wisdom of Hashem, the wisdom of the Torah Hashem. The Torah Adam, the Torah is the person. You have it inside of you. So when you're in the holy side, so you're just expanding in holiness, in Kedusha. You're thinking, how I'm going to do more things for Hashem? What are we going to do next? What's the next step? Everyone in from his point. One going to work all of his effort in the Limud, one in Filot, one in Tshuva, one in learning in Iyun, one going to learn in different way. Everyone in his way of Avodat Hashem. One going to work in Kiruv. Everyone going to work from his inner point in Avodat Hashem. One going to work on his Shalom Bayit, on educating his children. It doesn't matter at all. But you're going to have ideas, and you're going to pray on it, and Hashem is going to illuminate another thing for you, and you're going to grow, and you're going to understand from it hints from Hashem Yitbarach, and messages. Hashem is telling me this and that, and you're thinking big, all of that. This is you. This is us. This is what that Hashem made us to be. This is what we are. You cannot fight with it. You cannot change it. This is what we are. And you have a lot of souls like that in the world. And if every one of them going to receive that point, that will to serve Hashem Yitbarach in Mesirut Nefesh, to throw all nonsense, because what we had, it was so hard to drop it. It was very hard. I remember myself, it was hard to drop the past. But what actually we had there? We didn't have nothing. And it was very hard to drop it. Even though, because the Yetzer Hara, Rabbeinu called it power of imagination. Yetzer Hara, it's power of imagination. A person is full with imaginations. So this is why he's afraid, and he doesn't know what's going to be. And everyone that is threatening him, immediately he thinks, oh, this is really what's going to happen with me in my life. And oh, and you don't have a chance, you're not going to make it, you're going to starve, you're going to be so poor, they're going to kick you out from the house. No. By those predictions, tachaziyot, all of the fields here, all of Arza, Bira Park, all was supposed to be full with tents of homeless. Everyone have houses, everyone are eating kugel in Shabbos, and fish, and chips, and potatoes, steaks. Everyone have beef roast, roast beef, and everything. Everyone have, even if you feel like you're poor, even if you feel like you have certain difficulty, you still whine on it on your mobile with your new sneakers on the light train, whining on your debts and on your difficulties. You don't know how rich you are. Our fathers, my father, in 50 years ago, they were walking with the same pair of shoes and they were cutting the end of the shoes to give it because the legs were growing too much, to feed it to the leg. Here in Eretz Israel, 50 years ago, they were cutting the end of the shoe, because he grew up too much. What can you do? You have to walk on something. So we're talking 50 years ago. Now you cannot see those things. You cannot see it. Why you cannot see it? Because Hashem Yitbarach is bringing more light and more light. Because when you do it, Bodedut, the light is not coming and standing on your head. It's going down on your Dalet Amot. It's going down on you if you're praying from a certain place. So it's Tov LaTzadik veTov LeShcheno. It's good to the righteous man and it's good to his neighbor also. All of the neighborhood. Why? Because by nature, not miracles at all, not spiritually at all. You just go out happy from your house, your neighbor with all of his troubles in the middle of his exile and struggling that he's gotten, he sees you happy, smiling, and you tell him good morning, and you're the first neighbor in 20 years that told him good morning. So, alright, something is changed in his life now. Today, with your smile, something changed in his life, and he will never going to be the same, because he also going to want. You woke up that point of smiling in the morning, in that person, and this is it. And from now on, he's going to look for you in the mornings. He wants to be your friend. This is it. You have to learn with him, and maybe we're going to pray mincha together. And what are you doing in the field? And he's going to ask you, where are you going in the middle of the night? What are you? Oh, you went to Rabbi Shimon, and you're going to smile to him again and again and again. And this is how the light is expanding. And this is what that we're trying to do so much with the Amuna channel. This is what that we're doing. We're letting people to grow from inside. We took Ovadia, and Ovadia had something to say, and we gave him a platform to talk. And Avram Krieger is helping us, and he's writing in amazing articles, and he's writing them. And Nisim from United States, he's recording and bringing, and more. And another people, and Eitan Butler, a friend of us, and more people, and more. Everyone are bringing more and more, and it's growing. And every one of us, and I'm telling each and every one of you, record your words, what did you have, message to the nation, interview each other, help each other, do. We're going to upload all of it. And people need to see it. Because you have something that I don't have. What can we do? You grew up in a different place, with a different culture, with a different vocabulary, with knowledge in terms that I cannot even, I will not going to understand. If you're going to try to explain to me who are you for years, I will not going to be able to understand all of what you contain. You're also part of Hashem. You're also an endless person. You also have so much inside of you. You have to share it. You have to share your music, your wisdom, your abilities, your talents, all of what that you have to give, because people want to receive from you. Because Am Israel are all connected. We all together. Baal? Arevut? How do you say Arevut? Arevim? What? Arevim ze la ze.
We're responsible for each other.
What?
Responsible for each other.
Responsible.
Matok? Arev lacher? Oy vey.
Okay, very good. Nice.
Sweet. We're all sweet to each other. Very good.
Responsible.
Arevim. Arevim lacher. We're all sweet to each other. Right? Wonderful. I think this is the pshat. This is the pshat, I think. We guarantee for each other and we sweet for each other. Everyone are helping each other. You have something to give. Why you don't feel like you have something to give? Because you don't believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, it means you don't believe in Hashem. You still don't have faith in Hashem. You think, alright, Hashem is good, Hashem got wonderful abilities over there. with him, with them, not with me. To my low place, after that I ruined, what that I ruined, with my weaknesses, with my lackings, Hashem doesn't have the power to illuminate through me. I'm a broken vessel, this is it. The Gemara is saying, the Zohar Kadosh is saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eating, from the day of destruction of Beit HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eating with broken vessels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eating with broken vessels, broken plates, broken glasses, broken forks, broken knives. This is how he eats, with broken vessels. He's got a broken nation, and there is nothing more complete than a broken heart. When you are in a broken heart, you can pray to Hashem Yitzbarach, a prayer that comes from the depths. A prayer that's going to reveal your soul, going to reveal the light of your soul. You're going to cry to Hashem. You're going to thank Hashem. You're going to praise Hashem. It's all going to be the same. It's going to be itbodedut of truth. The truth is going to be revealed from your mouth. And in the moment that you're going to reveal who that you are in the itbodedut, when you're going to talk on your will, even if in the beginning you're going to feel that you talk on nonsense, this is the way, in the beginning of your journey to come from California to Eretz Israel, you have to make few steps in California before you're going to come to the airport. And also then you have to fly above few lands and few states that are not connected at all. But it's all the journey to Eretz Israel. It's a journey to the Kedusha. And also you're not going to land in Jerusalem. You're going to land closer to Tel Aviv, in Lod, in Atbag, and over there you're going to have a lot of up and downs, and right and left before you're going to find Jerusalem. And also in Jerusalem, only few people, like Shmuel, found themselves first thing in Jerusalem, in the Kotel HaMa'aravi. Only few people in the Western Wall, few people like Shmuel. Not everyone are like Shmuel. It's going to take you a while until you're going to find the right yeshiva, until you're going to find the right friends, until you're going to find yourself in the Kotel. It's also going to take a while. So it's a journey. And you have to accept it and to believe that that journey... What? We were wrong? We were supposed to start now? We're sorry.
You have to accept and believe.
Yes, just do it. This is Ovadia. You know Ovadia? He's serving Hashem, Ovadia. Ovad. Yeah, he's serving Hashem. This is what he's doing in his life. A simple person serves Hashem. Each and every one of us can do it. Just need to believe. Everything that I'm going through in my life, it's all from Hashem. And also if you're born in Egypt, and also if you're born, it doesn't mean that you will not going to be redeemed from Egypt. It doesn't mean that you will not going to be able to find yourself in Mount Sinai, receive the Torah. I'm born in Egypt. So what if you're born in Egypt? It doesn't change the fact that you can receive the Torah in 2 weeks in Mount Sinai. It doesn't mean that you cannot find yourself entering to Eretz Israel after 40 years of journey. It doesn't mean. It all depends in how much you're going to strengthen your will, dedicate your life, make your life point into one point of Avodat Hashem. I want to know the truth. I'm searching for the truth. I want to know what Hashem wants for me. There is a Creator. I don't need more proofs for that. Don't need no one to convince me. A Creator, simple as it sounds, a Creator there is. No, that it couldn't create by itself. It cannot be. Like they're saying, nature is adjusting himself to situations and all of that nonsense. Nothing is adjusting himself. It's all just going down, falling and collapsing and breaking. You know, let's see the ozone adjust itself to all of the smoke and oil that's been burned for 20 years in Iraq. Let's see him. Let's see him adjust himself. He cannot. It's not happening. It will never going to happen. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu can heal it all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can fix it all. There is a Creator. Cannot argue with that simple, and no one is arguing with it. There is a Creator. Even the scientists are looking and they're saying it's endless. There is infinity. So they're going to call it endless. They're going to call it cosmos. I don't care what they're going to call it. In the end, they're all coming to the same place, that there is something that's out of our reach and it's alive and exists. In computer, they call it the demon behind the screen. There is a demon, there is something over there that runs the show. It cannot work. You're working, you're programming, and it floats, and it exists. You just wrote letters, and suddenly everything is alive, and exists, and moves, and shows, and... It's a joke. It cannot be. try to do it again, it's not working. For hours, you're going to bring hammers, you're going to... And then the computer fell on the floor and suddenly it all works. How can it be? Just after you pour the cup of a second cup of coffee on your keyboard, then it started to work. Why? Because only then you become to be humble. Only that moment you realize you don't have no way to do that. And only Hashem can help you. And Hashem liked your humility. So Hashem said, all right, wonderful. And suddenly it's waterproof. And everything is... everything. Yosef is uploading the clips from the refrigerator. His computer is getting overheated. So he uploads the Emunah Channel clips from the refrigerator. I have in my phone's picture to prove it. He's putting his laptop in the refrigerator and uploads the clips, the classes on Emunah Channel from the refrigerator in Yosef's apartment. This is how the light is coming out from Tzion.
Cool.
This is how it goes. This is how it goes from Yosef's refrigerator. Can you imagine?
That's cool.
This is the way that Mashiach... This is cool. That's cool. Rav Shalom told me, every time that I see crooked things in Avodat Hashem, I'm strengthening myself. Yes, I made it once. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Don't get used to it yet. He said, I'm strengthening myself in that knowledge that I know that all of the life story of Mashiach is coming like that, in a crooked, in a bent way. Mashiach came through Lot and his daughters, through Yehudah v'Tamar, and through David HaMelech from Ruta Moaviyah with Boaz and all of that weird story over there. And when David, how the way that David came to the world, it's all, this is how it goes. So also to the future, every time that Rav sees that it's something is wrong here, he's saying, okay, that's the will of Hashem. So you keep on praying, and you keep on hoping, and you keep on pushing forward to the place that you want, what that you realize and think that Hashem wants you to do. But you accept all of the lackings, all of the defaults, all of the weaknesses, all of the Yetzer Hara, all of the things that are not working like they should for now. And you believe that it's all from Hashem, that Hashem wants it to be like that. A person has to accept his past. Before you accept your past, that it's the creation of Hashem, there is beauty in it. One day we're all going to say thank you on it. The Torah will never going to be complete without the parshiyot of the golden calf and the spies and all of those parshiyot that are insulting us. The selling of Yosef by the holy brothers. Rav Shalom said yesterday, every year and year they have been insulted in heaven. It's a rebuke for them. For the holy brothers, how could you do that? It's a rebuke. Every year they have that punishment of shame. Again, in the same year, in the same time of the year, every year and year. It will never gonna change. But the Torah will never gonna be complete. Can you say that parasha, something is wrong with it? It doesn't fit to the holy Torah, to the wonderful Torah that is talking about Ma'amad Har Sinai, that is talking about entering to Eretz Israel, on building Beit HaMikdash, or building the Mishkan, sacrificing the Korbanot. This is better? No. It's one Torah. It's all one Torah. Also, your life is one life. It's one life. Yaakov Avinu, when he's mentioning to Paro his two kinds of life, the good life that he had and the hard times that he had, he is mentioning both. He could tell him only the good part. He told him, there is a difference between the good to the bad. The important part is the one that you were serving Hashem. You need to put all of your powers in Avodat Hashem. It's not the same life before of Tshuva and after Tshuva, when you're close to Hashem and when you're far from Hashem. It's not the same at all. But I have both. Both of them are with me. All my childhood, all of my youth, all of my memories, the sins were required. I wouldn't achieve humility. I wouldn't achieve closeness to Hashem. To know that Hashem is so sweet, if He wouldn't take me in that exact, precise journey that He took me. Everyone! You were in the golden calf. You were in the spies. You were, I don't know what. Everyone in His story. Wonderful. One grew up like that, one grew up like that, one grew up in the streets, one grew up as a rich and spoiled person, and it's all far from Hashem. It doesn't matter. This is my life. First of all, I'm accepting it. I believe that it's all from Hashem. And then it starts to illuminate. Suddenly you can use it. You can use what that you received from Hashem Yitbarach. Suddenly you recognize that it was all gifts. It gave you language. It gave you slang. It gave you powers. It gave you strength. It gave you talents. It gave you abilities to work with them now in the field of Kedusha. In the real battlefield. To bring more people into the zone of Kedusha. To convince more persons to sit and learn Torah. That they can understand you. Your language is something that they communicate with. They cannot hear me. They for sure cannot hear Rav Shalom. That he can be so many times better than us and righteous.
More righteous
than us. It doesn't help him to talk English. He cannot talk English. And even if he will be able to talk English, and even if I will talk English, if Rabbi Brody will talk English for him, it's not going to be the same. Because there are people in your neighborhood that cannot hear Rabbi Brody. And he's amazing! And they cannot hear me, and I'm wonderful. And they cannot hear me. They need you. They count on you. Because you helped them when they had a flat tire, and they can count on you. This is it. Because on that, their loyalty been built. This is what they learned. You were drunk one time together, and you helped each other to find a place to put your head on. This is it. From that day and on, he can count on you. I wasn't there. He cannot count on me. He cannot count on me. Never. He will never going to be able to count on me. Even if you're going to like me, it will not going to be the same. With you, he's got a special thing. Why? Hashem wanted to be like that. Because all of Am Yisrael are guaranteed. We're all together. So you have your part in the redemption of Am Yisrael and of the world. And you have your part. And I have my part. And he's got his part. We're all partners. But we need to cooperate in that job. To bring the salvation to Am Yisrael. To bring the light. To expand the light. The borders of Kedusha, of holiness, to all of the world, to tell everyone, Hashem is with you. If a person is going to ask you, where is your God? Tell him in the biggest city of Rome, in New York. In New York, over there, God is in New York. In the pubs, in the discotheques, in the lowest places of them all, Hashem is there. Hashem is there and He's strong, He's making miracles, He listens to your prayers. You're going to see mufti, miracles are going to happen to you. Talk to Hashem. You're a fan of a certain group, you want them to win, pray on them. Pray on them, don't change, don't tell him, ah, it's nonsense, why you're doing that nonsense, why you waste your time. You're going to rebuke him, he will never going to hear you. Tell him, really, you like the 49ers, you want them to win, wonderful, pray on them. You're going to see miracles, they're going to win the championship, you're going to see they're going to win. They will win.
Thank you. How's that going?
Yeah. 49. 49.